This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
When you see a judge use the phrase, the best interest of the child, he is probably about to abuse his power. For most of our history, the best interest of the child was a matter for parents to decide. Now, supremacist judges and liberal politicians use that phrase to enact their favorite policies. The recent surge of young Central American illegals across our border provides a perfect example. The unaccompanied alien children are clearly breaking our immigration laws. They even turn themselves in to the Border Patrol. If we had an immigration system based on the rule of law, these illegals would be promptly sent back to their home countries. Instead, the law lets judges and bureaucrats determine what is the best interest of the child. In practice, this means that many of the alien children are placed with remote family members in the United States. Many of these so-called family members are also illegal aliens. Sometimes our government cannot even verify that they are family, putting the children at risk of abuse. In theory, these children are told to appear before immigration judges several years later. In reality, the government hands them notices to appear in court, and then it's up to the illegals to comply. Even if they ever do show up, the law says that the best interest of the child guarantees them an advocate at taxpayer expense. The best interest of the child makes a mockery of our legal system because it's a loose expression that is not defined by any law. It also mocks our sovereignty. It makes our border security officials bend over backwards to satisfy the bureaucrats and judges instead of enforcing our laws. Meanwhile, the children are separated from their parents, far from their home. In this border crisis, the only interests served are those of the liberals, who now have admitted thousands of future voters.
In her new book, Who Killed the American Family, Phyllis Schlafly answers that very question. Judges, feminists, psychologists, school districts, college professors, and politicians looking for votes are all to blame. Radio listeners can receive an autographed copy of the book at a special discount at eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have.
It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Good evening, wherever you be in the world. This is Ralph Kermit Winterroad II coming to you live out of Alaska. And got more stuff with the Internal Revenue criminals. It just never seems to end. We just keep peeling the onion off. And I'm going to be talking more about that a little bit later on here in the show. I've got a couple of things that I wanted to address because most people that know to listen to the show, I go to movies. It's my getting away from the all of the thing of just doing this research all the time, reading cases and following through, because that you just can't eat, live, and breathe this 24/7. And I went and saw Selma, and that's a poorly done movie. And according to a good source that I have, I didn't research that out, but he told me before I went, I trust what his judgment. The way they portray the movie in there, that Martin Luther King got around and forced basically Johnson to pass the Civil Rights Act, which was totally untrue, according to my source, and I'd put faith in him about the movie. It's just amazing we have to misconstrue something that important in a, quote, movie about Selma. I mean, absolutely, there's no doubt that Martin Luther King had influenced what happened out in Selma, you know, to get, you know, with the marches and stuff that they did, you know, from... There's no doubt what they were doing to the Negroes down there was totally wrong, you know, keeping them from registering to vote. I mean, there's no doubt about those things. But why do they have to lie, flat-out lie, about Martin Luther King? And why do we have a Martin Luther King Day? I don't understand. I mean, the man is I Have a Dream speech, documented. He stole the speech, you know, he didn't. He's not the originator of the speech. I Have a Dream speech. I can't think of the word right now. It just escaped me just before I spoke. But he stole the speech. And to get his PhD, he had to get information or steal from other people to get his PhD. And that comes right out of the dang library for the for Martin Luther King. And that's available on Dr. Peter Hammond's homepage, I mean, where he documents stuff. He's a great researcher of the people he has working with him, and I've checked these things out to see if they have validity. So why do we, why is it that we have to elevate people that, I mean, there's no doubt that he did some good, but, you know, he cheated to get his PhD, and then they have to cheat in the movie totally. I mean, something that important, that is just a minor issue about the Civil Rights Act. I saw Oprah Winfrey in the movie, and I don't like that gal. I mean, I'll be honest, I'm extremely prejudiced against her because she's another racist. And you can't feel sorry for her because she's got so much hate that comes out in her playing in the movie. She just, it just comes out of her, by her mannerisms. And, you know, they had a good subject. But the movie was not well done, and it was nothing like The Color Purple when I watched that, you know, where you see the great injustices that were done and things where you know, you want to get involved or, you know, this is not right. But that didn't come out of the Selma movie. And I watch a lot of movies. You know, I say that's my entertainment. And it was not a well-done movie. It could have been a much greater movie. And it might have had a much greater impact. And so it just was not well done. I watched Jupiter Ascending, and that was a pretty good movie. Science. It was a sci-fi flick. The Wachowskis haven't ever achieved anything like they did with the Matrix movies, the three of those. And, you know, just my personal comment is the special effects people anymore, they want to put some special effects in. You got to have a storyline is what one of the things that made The Matrix great, is a great storyline. I mean, they had some special effects in it, but it just didn't overpower them. And these movies today, they seem to somehow think have more special effects and special effects in it. Minutes and minutes of blowing this up and blowing that up and blowing... After a while, you know, maybe that's for the video people. I don't know, the video game folks, which I don't do. I don't know, you know, I have more... Maybe it was okay. The Seventh Son was an okay sci-fi. It wasn't probably as well done as the Jupiter Ascending, but it was a good enough movie to, you know, it's worth my $7.25 senior citizens to get in to watch it. So I don't have any regrets about seeing it, you know. Just a minute here, I'm going to see I had clips here I wanted to download here, and I sent him down to RB in here, but he must have stepped away for a minute. I just cannot believe what's going on in the world. It's like it's uncontrolled insanity. It's just hard to believe. You listen to Obama and what he's doing and how he's a Muslim, and I'm telling you, it's just, I don't know, and what ISIS is doing over there, I mean, God, you just can't believe that people treat people like that in the world today. I just, you know, I wouldn't treat animals the way people are treating other people. Just beheading, chopping off hands and arms, and enslaving women and girls, and tearing families apart, and it's just pure evil. There's just no getting around it. And as soon as I get these clips downloaded here, we'll get back to Obama and what he did at the National prayer meeting. I want to put a comment, but we'll get them downloaded here. We'll get to pick them up after the break here. We should have a break coming up here in a minute. So I'm going to deal with that. And then, absolutely, the IRS has got to be one of the worst criminal organizations supported in America today by our court systems. And the information that I got out of a case, I spoke briefly about this, a case out of San Diego, a criminal case, an attorney that had copied information from another case. We'll get back to it in a minute. I hear the music and then we'll get back to Obama and we'll carry through. Back in a minute.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Before we get into the Internal Revenue criminal stuff here, I want to play this first clip. And this clip is about Obama actually calls himself a Muslim. Let's go ahead with clip 230.
John McCain has not talked about my Muslim faith, and you're absolutely right that that has not
Christian
come
faith.
My Christian faith.
You think that was just a slip of the tongue? That was an ABC interview, and somebody had to correct him. You think that was a slip of the tongue? No, I don't believe that. Not in a heartbeat. He's a Muslim. Closet jihadist, actually. And he keeps playing around pissing off Russia and stirring the pot over there, supporting the... He just will not come out and say that ISIS, all this is Islam. These people that are doing Allah Akbar, all this stuff, that claiming to be quoting stuff out of the Quran, but all the stuff that's going on over there, these people are not Islam. Let's go listen to this next clip and pay attention to towards the end of this clip. It's about a two-minute clip, I think, that we will not slander. We're not going to go against the Prophet nor against Islam. Let's go ahead and play clip 230.
It is time to leave the call of violence and the politics of division behind. On so many issues, we face a choice between the promise of the future or the prisons of the past. And we cannot afford to get it wrong. We must seize this moment. And America stands ready to work with all who are willing to embrace a better future. The future must not belong to those who target Coptic Christians in Egypt. It must be claimed by those in Tahrir Square who chanted, "Muslims, Christians, we are one." The future must not belong to those who bully women. It must be shaped by girls who go to school and those who stand for a world where our daughters can live their dreams just like our sons. The future must not belong to those corrupt few who steal a country's resources. It must be won by the students and entrepreneurs, the workers and business owners who seek a broader prosperity for all people. Those are the women and men that America stands with. Theirs is the vision we will support. The future must not belong to those who slander the Prophet of Islam. But to be credible, those who condemn that slander must also condemn the hate we see in the images of Jesus Christ that are desecrated, or churches that are destroyed, or the Holocaust that is denied. Let us condemn and...
Isn't that amazing? Is there any doubt? Muslims and Christians are got to be together, got to join hands. Really? They're as different as day and night between good and evil. Muhammad was a pedophile. Married a gal at 9 years old. Now that technically, legally, they can marry him at six. 6 years old in Islam. He was a thief, criminal. They admit it. Does Christ be like that? I think not. Unbelievable. Putting these two, and Islam is not a religion. If anybody has any knowledge of the Sharia law, you cannot have be a Muslim without Sharia law. These things are joined at the hip. You can't leave being a Muslim. I mean, it's just unbelievable what's going on. Now, they treat women over there, the Muslim faith, like I think in Saudi Arabia, they can't even drive yet. I don't think the women can drive. They mutilate women, sexual parts of them, so they can't have any enjoyment of sex or whatever. I guess that's supposed to keep them at home. God, they're doing slavery in the Sudan. The Muslims are. These are just really good, upstanding folks. Yes, sir. They're joined right at the hip with the Christians. They're burning churches unbelievable and killing Christians in Africa. Did you ever hear Obama say anything about that? Hear anything about killing all the Christians that they're doing and displacing in Iraq? Nope. Why? Because he is a Muslim. He is Islam. And you're not going to hear him go against it. That's why he won't talk against them. It's always an organization or something. It's never Islam. I don't know why people can't pick up on it. And what's even more amazing is I don't know, understand why all these people in Congress are supporting this stuff. This Muslim, this Islam. That is not what founded our country. It wasn't the Jews. It wasn't the Hindus. It wasn't the Muslims. It was Christians founded our country. That's what this country is based on. And according to the statistics, about three-fourths of the country is Christian or supports the Christian ideology, if you will. Muslims are way down there. But he called it a Muslim nation. I mean, God Almighty, what does it take to piss people off and get them to be awake, just like in Africa? I don't understand why those, you know, I don't have all of the information, but why they're allowing the Muslims to keep burning their churches and kill them. Get armed up, man, and shoot them, kill them. There's only one cure for Islam. You kill it. It's not compatible with a republic. You know, can you name one place where it's compatible with a republic? Name one place. Not even close. Look at how they keep encroaching when they take over countries. They're taking them over by population. They got no-go zones in Paris and in England. They didn't want to admit to it, but they are. They get on the street, close down streets to get on the street, bend over, praying to Mecca. Imagine if Christians tried to do that someplace in a street. I don't understand it. And with this Common Core, they're putting it into the schools. Our good, great state of Alaska up here says, oh, we're not doing Common Core. They just changed the name of it. We've got the same stuff. Because they can't turn loose of that $230 million or $250 million that Bill Gates and Melinda and the feds are putting in here. And they don't understand the process of how. It just totally escapes me. First of all, and I talked about this briefly, is what was that case? I could not believe this. What was that case? It's in the Supreme Court of the United States. I think I put that out here on the, it was King versus Burrell. King versus Burrell. Now, this is a case that's in the Supreme Court of the United States. And the case number is 14-114. And the issue that they're bringing up is that the IRS regulations, everybody's got to kowtow to them, and that they are basically overpowering statutes. So they're changing the, quote, law with the IRS promulgating regulations. I downloaded every amicus curiae brief. Every one of them. I think about 20 of them. Cato, C-A-T-O. They were touting that on WorldNet Daily. They're supposed to be some sort of a conservative think tank. I don't know. Maybe somebody out there knows about Cato. I don't know. They do call and let me know because I don't know. I just don't have time to research this stuff out. But anyway, I thought, let me go in. Let's see what they talked about. Do you know that I went in, I downloaded all that stuff, made sure it's all word searchable, put it in a folder, and with my Mac, of course, why we do the same thing on Windows, you can go into a folder, and you can word search in that folder. Back in just a minute.
Micro plant powder with iodine and probiotics for a total body detox for around $10 a month. HempUSA.org has 12 formulations of micro plant powder for absorbing and removing toxins from your kidneys, liver, blood, lung, stomach, and colon, and feel better than ever. It alkalizes, oxygenates, kills parasites, does the job of 10 products. That saves you space, time, and money. Call 888-910-4367 only at HempUSA.org.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website, by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Has your dancing and romancing done gone away? Are you moaning and a-groaning from the stresses of the day? Are you reeling and appealing because a headache's on the way? Well, relax for just a moment. Stress relief is on the way. Of what am I speaking, you ask? The essential oils of long historic use, the wisdom of the ages, the health care of the ancients, frankincense, myrrh, hyssop, and hundreds of others too numerous to mention. What could be more appealing? Do you know that Young Living essential oils has an element of life that makes them extremely effective in body rejuvenation? This element is called vibration, and it works with body systems, not against them. The professionals at Divine Living Oils have tested and been so impressed with this product that we are using them to help others. And who are we? We are health professionals with many years' experience. Trust us, we have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Our motto? Because we care about you. Do your health and spirit a great favor. Call us at 304-542-4226. That's 304-542-4226. Again, that's 304-542-4226.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Well, back to this case, Supreme Court case 14-114. You can go on to the Supreme Court case, and it's amazing. Of course, the you have to go off premise to get all of this stuff. The court doesn't do that. The American Bar Association allows put certain briefs available that you can download. It's hosted on the American Bar. Wonder why the Supreme Court doesn't have their own thing. What do you think? Anyway, I go in here looking, and I searched on subsidy regulations, the ones that have force and effect of law, which is explicitly why the 1946 Administrative Procedures Act was enacted into law. It says so right in 4A and 4C of the Administrative Procedures Act. That's the purpose of it. Subsidy regulations that have the force and effect of law. What are those regulations? How the heck would I know one if I ever seen one? I've never seen one yet. The IRS openly says we're not doing them. And now we have all of these amicus curiae briefs, all of these Harvard, Yale, think tank folks. They just got a thing here that said that the Cato is a libertarian think tank. Where the hell are these attorneys get their education? There's nothing about Chrysler v. Brown, which is a holding of the Supreme Court in 1979, talking explicitly. The only regulations that the IRS has to be in compliance to make is 553. It's now codified in 5 USC 553 little b. Got to be there to be a substantive regulation. In 1954, one day after the 1954 code, IRS Title 26, they want to call IRC Internal Revenue Code. One day after, they put out in 19 Federal Register 5167, says we're not doing that stinking subsidy regulation nonsense. They printed it one day after. And in 1960, they republished all of the, quote, in the subtitle A, income taxes, in November. In December, they put in the rest of it about, oh, by the way, you have to reference back to 1954. They waited a whole month, almost a month. And they said, go back to 1954. We're not doing this stinking stuff. Yeah, folks are so stupid, ignorant, illiterate, and stupid. And we got the attorney. You'll never figure this out. And how did I find this out? I talked to Amy Bunk at the Federal Register. That lady, really, I owe her. I kept getting stuck. I couldn't read what this stuff said. I knew it meant something. I just didn't know what it meant. I had gold nuggets in my hand, but I couldn't figure out if to prove it was gold. And she enlightened me. A very helpful lady. Very, very, very strange. She's a head Federal Register attorney up there. I don't know if she's still there or not. She wouldn't go into the parts of the stuff, but she did explain to me when I said, well, how about this Real ID Act? I go into the Homeland Security. The Real ID Act, I don't see any reference to 553 little b, as in Baker. Oh, she said, well, Congress usually, in those, they have given them a pass. So you have to go back to the statute because Congress is in on it saying, hey, you know, these people out here are so damn stupid anymore, these slaves. They don't have a clue. They wouldn't know how to read administrative law. We don't teach it in the law school. The lawyers wouldn't do it if they did have it. They just give them a pass. We don't even need it. We just promulgate regulations so they have totally passed over the whole legislative power of Congress to an agency. And that's what this stupid, just these people are fighting here, that the Internal Revenue Service is getting around and creating law by with no force and effect of law, no anything, and there ain't a one of these amicus curiae brief, the petition, nobody addresses the issue. They're talking to the Land of Oz, to the scriptwriters. Well, the scriptwriters can keep changing the script. Do you think the Land of Oz really existed? You think? I cannot believe this. How could you get this many attorneys and outfits so stupid? It's black and white. It's not even discretionary. It's a holding of the Supreme Court. There's been a lot of cases supporting it. But nobody does it. Nobody brings it up. Why me? I'm not out of Harvard, Yale. I don't have a college degree. I've been on OJT. On the job getting your tush kicked. But I pay attention. And it's amazing you can call people like Amy Bunk. You call. It's amazing the information you can get just by calling these people up. They actually, there are a few people that know. And they will impart to you what's going on if you just ask them. And then you go check it out and you say, my God, what is going on here? Common Core. We got a meeting up here on the supposedly conservative side of the Republican Party here this Wednesday. How would you stop Common Core? How would you stop total control of our propaganda in our schools, the public school? Well, first of all, I'd homeschool. That's the first thing I'd do if I had any children. might have been blessed with being able to have children or worked out. I would never seen inside of a public school. But okay, let's not got to work for most people. How would you stop it? The holding of the Supreme Court, clear back act from Haybert's case. In 1792 or 95, they were trying to give away money to people that fought in the Revolutionary War. And the Supreme Court said, we can't do that. Why can't we do that? Because the agency could admit or deny giving funds and overpower what we said. It's not in our power, it's not within our judicial power of the United States to say who gets benefits. It's not in the Constitution. What a novel idea. That's a Haybert's case. Many cases since, one of the most landmark is the one is Babcock. That said, whenever they create rights in the United States, individuals, whenever the United States creates rights, benefits within itself, you have no right to any court or even a remedy. That is really not really hard to hard to understand. If you have children at home and you say, hey, that's a benefit, I'll give you a dollar to do the dishes. No, I'm going to give you $2. No, I'm not going to give you any money. You're just going to do it. It's totally in the control of the parents. There's no difference. You take one penny. That's how they have taken away our constitutional republic. All they do is offer money to politicians, and these people get on their, they salivate at the mouth. You can watch them. Oh, my gosh, free money. Whoa, what am I going to do? Oh, I got to, all these people that I'm supposed to protect up here, the constitutional rights, I just get around and I sell out their constitutional rights. You know, I don't find that part in the Constitution where I can knowingly take money and subvert the Constitution that I supposedly took an oath to support and defend against all enemies, foreign and domestic. Does it exist? No. They just do it. And the people say, oh, look here. We're getting free money. And they vote these people back in. Oh, we broke it. We don't need that stinking Constitution. That's why there is no republic. It's all there. The people have knowingly voted wanted benefits. They don't know what they have given away. They don't want to know. A lot of them don't. There's a lot of people are waking up finally. The pendulum has swung so far. They do not understand that they are voting for their own slavery. Who would know how to go after a common core? How would you go about doing it? I can tell you how I would go about doing it. And I would make it stick. All money comes through, by and through, something called cooperative agreements, memorandums of understanding, agreements, contracts. It always comes through somehow. There's something written down. We're not going to give you money until you agree to do this. Usually it's filtered through to get it into the, quote, our system through an agency. The agency gets around and promulgates regulations. And everybody dances to the regulations because their regulation, if they promulgated it, must be true, right? Back in a minute.
Hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
Strike
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aran. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aran process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Okay, we're back here. Common Core. So what do you do if you really wanted to stop Common Core? What would you do? Well, first of all, the information that I have is that Gates, and I don't know why he's a New World Order guy. I don't know if he's wants people all dumbed down so they can make more money from him. I don't know what his with these multi-billionaire SOBs, I don't know what their agendas are. I don't know them. I know it's not right. It's not good. They don't care about us. That's for sure. They don't care about our individual liberties and freedoms. That's for sure. That's conclusive. How would you go about defeating Common Core? Well, the first thing I would do is I would go look. Supposedly it was in one of the stimulus statutes. I don't know. I would go look and I'd go through that part that addresses it. I would find out what agency or agencies that they're using. Then I would get what they like the state of Alaska. I would want a copy under Freedom of Information. I would want a copy of all of the contracts, all agreements that you got with these agencies. Even though you've changed the name of Common Core to something else, it's irrelevant. There are contracts to accept money for the school systems. I would read those. Then I would go to, there are regulations that will be promulgated by this agency on the federal side. And that's how they control the states. the people in the several states, the people in the corporate states, actually, that control me. How do I go look at those regulations? They're called the Code of Federal Regulations. They're the abstract, the summary of what's published in the Federal Register. So you go look at the Code of Federal Regulations, and under that, they will say what their authority is. There might be a statute there. You go take a look at it, but you go look at the key is to go look at the publications in the Federal Register. Look at each and every one of them. The first thing and the only thing you're looking for, you do a word search on 553 in parenthesis little b. That's 5 United States Code, section 553 little b. Subsidy regulation. If it's there, which it probably will not be because it's a benefit, that's one thing. What's all addressed? If it is there, they will come right out and say, like the Internal Revenue Service in their almost every one of their regulations, we are not doing it because we don't got to do it. Doesn't apply. Really. So none of your regulations have the force and effect of law. Then why in the hell am I jumping through all the hoops on the other end? Because I don't know any better. If it were there, let's take step one. What if it was there? What if you actually saw one that said we're going to do it? Then they have to accept all of the comments that come in. They have to address the comments, and that's called a proposed regulation. The next step is they have to get around and they have to do what's called a final regulation, final rule. And they have to address all of the comments. Then they have to wait 30 days. And then there is a 6-month window under the Congressional Review Act that Congress, if they ever get the urge to challenge it, could actually say, tell the agency to go to hell. But there's another part. You see, before they can have any force and effect of law, regulations, Congress has to mandate a specific issue of a specific subject to have a regulation promulgated on, supposedly where the agency has great expertise and Congress is ignorant, illiterate, and stupid. Of course, they never read the statutes anyway, so I guess they are ignorant, illiterate, and stupid. But anyway, there has to be a specific delegation of authority for assessment under Title 26, 6203. Method of assessment shall be by regulations. Is there a regulation promulgated? How would you prove that then? A direct congressional mandate. Well, under the Federal Register Act, the Federal Register Act, by the way, where the president is an agency, now ain't that special. Isn't that special? So they might get around and they had the Federal Register Committee. And they promulgated the 1 CFR 1.1 to 22.7 regulations dealing with the Federal Register Act. 1 CFR 21.40 gets around and says that if they got a general, which is general regulations are illegal to transmit the legislative power, but there's a 7805 in the IRS. That's fine. I don't have a problem. But the specific statutory authority must also be disclosed. 1 CFR 21.41. It's up to the agency's responsibility to have it there. So if it ain't there, they can't got nobody to blame. 1 CFR 21.43 is the one that Amy bumped, but it's really amazing. Behind the table of contents. Behind the table of contents. The general 7805 must be there, and behind and with then down below it, it must list specifically each and every regulation and the each and every specific authority that gives it, quote, any authority to even not have the force and effect of law. But that the regulation has been promulgated that Congress says. That's all it's doing. That's the first test. When Congress mandated a regulation to be promulgated, how do you prove whether it's promulgated or not? That's how you prove it. That's what I give out on my IRS list. I get those every year, and I put it out, and you can word search it. Are there any regulations for assessment, which is a judgment in the administrative world? Nope. Not in Subtitle A, income taxes. Not in Subtitle B, which is Part 20, which is gifts of state. No. Subtitle C, not even supposed to be. That's employment taxes. That's FICA and FUTA, Social Security benefit nonsense. There's none there. There's not even any in Part 301. There's none in Part Subtitle D for the excise taxes. It does not exist. How in the hell did you get around and do an assessment when Congress mandated a regulation to be promulgated and it does not exist? Duh. Doesn't exist. Bound table contest. Not even their Part 301s. So getting back to Common Core, you get a copy of the contracts, then you go look at the regulation, then you read the CFRs, you'll find out there will be no reference to 553 little b. So what do you do then? Well, you back up and you go back and you look in the statute someplace. They will say, oh, by the way, we got some other special way to promulgate regulations. We're not going to follow the Administrative Procedures Act. Somewhere it's there. You just got to go find it. You just get the statute, you download the word regulation, search on the word regulation, and you'll find it. Congress is in on it. And that's how you defeat it. By getting copies, following the whole process through, getting a copy of the contracts, and then you take them to court. Even though they're corrupt. Is anybody doing this? Nope. Quit taking grant monies. It's really simple. If you don't want to go through the process, does the average attorney know how to do this? They don't have a clue. Even over at this meeting, I went over there, there was over 100, 250 people showed up, and they got a real good, sharp IRS attorney guy there. He doesn't know. He didn't know the administrative law. The one, the legislator out of Juneau, she doesn't have a clue. She has no clue. She wants to fight, I guess. She seemed to. She wants to get in and control the groups, the boards that are making the regulations. Well, that's like getting in the pot, controlling the temperature of the water. Duh. Dumber than a rock. You control the temperature of the water by not getting in a dang pot. Sheesh. How do these people get away with this stuff? How do these... How come all these people are Teflon? Why are all these on the IRS officers and agents? Why are they Teflon? Why can't you do anything to them? People tried suing them. They don't ever get anywhere. You know why? I'll tell you. See, our whole republic was built on, if you had anything to do with the public, like the sheriffs or anybody like that, you had to have official bonds. You had to put your own bucks up of your own property. That makes you accountable. Being an adult makes you accountable. We don't do that anymore. We don't need to. There is no republic. So how did the IRS, let's go back to those little criminals, how did they get out of all this? Well, because if you want to see this, I'll send it to you. Well, I guess we'll wait till we get up for the hour here, and I'm going to tell you how the Internal Revenue criminals can be held accountable, and we're working on it, and how they got out of it.